Haji Zainal Abdin Taghiyev, who lived from the mid-19th to early 20th century, was born in the old city of Baku, a son of shoemaker Muhammad Taghi Taghiyev and his wife Umkanim. According to one account, he was born as early as 1823, but a more probable date is 1838. While still in his childhood, he lost his mother. His father later remarried and had five children with second wife. To help his large family, young Zainal Abdin, early in his teens, began working at construction sites where he earned 5 to 6 kopecks a day. By the time he turned 15, he had already mastered the profession of being a mason. From his first marriage with Zainab Khanim, Taghiyev had three children, boys Ismail and Sadiq and girl Khanim. After Zainab Khanim's death, he married Sona Khanim Arablinskaya on June 28, 1896, who bore him five children, daughters Layla and Sarah, sons Mahmud Taghi and Mahmud Kazim and, finally, daughter Suraya. With capital he had accumulated by the early 1860s, Taghiyev went into manufacturing and trading. In 1870, he acquired a small kerosene plant. After the government's abolition of the leasehold system in the petroleum industry in 1872, Taghiyev, as one of the shareholders of Suchistniki Partners Company, participated in competitions for petroleum fields held in Baku in 1872. His company, along with a few others, won the rights to drill oil. In the ensuing oil frenzy, he decided to withdraw from the company and have a go at it alone. Together with another partner, he bought a plot of land in Bibi Haybat for 9,000 rubles and began drilling. In 1873, he established Taghiyev Petroleum Production Company. Despite continued drilling, no oil was seen for 5 long years. Not despairing, Taghiyev persisted in explorations with what witnesses described as of strange confidence. He even went to the wellhead to drill himself. Early in 1877, a long-awaited gusher blew out of the well. Almost overnight, Haji became one of the wealthiest men in Baku, though he was careful to first transform his production site into a substantial petroleum business. The famed Russian chemist D. Mendeleev, who visited Baku around that time, wrote, "After Kokorev, in Baku there comes the government and then Bormeister, Haji Taghiyev, Lenz, and Elina Bell." In a few years, Taghiyev's small firm turned into a petroleum company, encompassing drilling, production, refining, and transportation operations. In the 1880s, Taghiyev's firm produced 10 million poods, a pood 16.38 kilograms, of oil. By 1893, Taghiyev's petroleum production reached 20 million poods and in 1896 exceeded 32 million poods. According to the Paris-based Rothschild Brothers Banking House, Taghiyev's petroleum business, valued at 20 million Russian rubles, was rated excellent, with present revenues high. By the end of the 19th century, Baku's petroleum industry had been divided between large multinational corporations and local companies linked international financial capital. Realizing that a further rivalry was counterproductive, Taghiyev sold a majority share in his petroleum business, including his oil fields, a pipeline, refineries, the oil transporting fleet, railroad tanks, as well as storage facilities in several Russian cities, to a business group headed by British banker E. Hubbard for 5 million rubles. Based on Taghiyev's business, the British established Russian Oil and Liquid Fuel Production Company, Oleum, in 1897, but Taghiyev remained a shareholder and one of the company's directors. Why did he sell out so cheaply? Was it his foresight of an impending crisis in the petroleum industry due to the exhaustion of older fields, rising production and transportation costs, and increased competition in the export markets, or he simply needed a lot of cash to quickly realize his other plans? With the funds raised from the sale now invested in the construction of the first modern textile factory in the Caucasus and the establishment of the Commerce Bank in Baku, perhaps the second explanation is closer to the truth. Taghiyev also owned 6 ships and a tank car park. This allowed him to become one of the best transporters of oil products. A move away from the petroleum industry was well considered. Huge demand by Russian textile factories for cotton yarn and fiber drove Taghiyev to build a cotton cloth producing facility. The Caucasian Joint Stock Company for Production of Fibrous Materials was established in Baku in October, 1897. The company started construction of a textile factory equipped with up-to-date imported machinery as the main production facilities were commissioned in 1901. This meant creation in Azerbaijan of a whole new industry which manufactured value-added products from local sources and earned large revenues and generated thousands of jobs for the unemployed. The factory, located in the village of Amadli, near Baku, provided free housing to all workers, had its own power station, man outpatient medical clinic with a drug dispensary, a school and adult learning courses for workers. Unlike many others, for example Nobel Brothers Company, whose construction of facilities was done piecemeal in line with the gradual increase of output, Tagiev's factory, from the beginning, was conceived and designed by the famous architect J. Goslowski as a single manufacturing housing complex. This was the first industrial housing estate in Baku built according to a predefined plan. Tagiev's other notable business interests included investments in electro-energetics, communications, food industry, land plots, and involvement in real estate brokerage. Tagiev is remembered not only, and not even primarily, as an owner of a large fortune, but mostly because of his enlightened and charitable activities. It is through such deeds that he earned the title Father of the Nation during his lifetime. He was repeatedly elected to the Baku City Duma, Council, and used his presence to drive deliberations and decisions made there toward programs for the benefit of the public. Not only did he help to approve and voted for such projects, but financed many of them from his private funds. On his initiative and with his financial contribution, the city council undertook developments, including the first public mass transit system, a horse-driven Konka tram, the first theatrical building, and the Tagiev Passage, a business centrum, shopping mall. Tagiev was closely involved in the project, directed to the provision of Baku with potable water. Back in 1874, he financed construction of a small pipeline, for which he was awarded with a silver medal for merit. In 1901, Tagiev paid 25,000 rubles to a British engineer William Lindley to conduct a project on underground water extraction, and in 1917, the Baku potable water system was commissioned for public use. Advancing education was an important part of Tagiev's activities. His active interest and contributions to education earned Haji a title of Honorable Trustee of the Marine Female Gymnasium, the Alexandran Russian Muslim Female Boarding School, the Secondary Technical School and the Commerce School in Baku, and the title of Honorable Supervisor of the Tbilisi Shia Muslim School. With generosity characteristic of him, Tagiev also provided individual scholarships to dozens of deserving students to pay for their tuition fees and provide them with a stipend. Among those students were those who later become outstanding political and public figures, scientists, doctors, and engineers, including Hasan Bey Agayev, Nariman Narimanov, Meshedi Aziz Bayov, Alamardin Bey Topchabashev, Nezib Bey Yusuf Bailey, Aziz Aliyev, Aga Akundov, Gera Akundov, Garabi Garabayev, Kudadat Bey Malik Aslanov, Shabar Rustambayev, and many, many others. Tagiev's enlightenment and charity interests went beyond his native province. He spent funds on maintenance of schools in Elizabethpol, Ganja, Shamakhi, Nakhchivan, Tbilisi, Derbend, Yerevan, and elsewhere in the Russian Empire. The establishment of the Russian Muslim Female Boarding School was, without a doubt, a milestone educational achievement for Tagiev. It was opened in Baku in 1901 at the patronage of Empress Alexandra and was officially named after her, the Alexandran School. The school was the first secular educational institution in the East for Muslim girls. In 1896, Tagiev allocated 150,000 rubles towards construction and operation of the school. Of these funds, 25,000 rubles were invested in the building of the school and the rest was earmarked for spending on teachers, books, teaching aids, and school maintenance. Graduates of the formed the core cadre of female teachers. Expressing his attitude about periodicals, Tagiev said, "I see the press as a powerful means of spiritual, educational, and economic growth for the nation and, therefore, deem rendering financial assistance to newspapers my moral obligation." In 1895, Tagiev bought Caspi, the Caspian, newspaper, edited by Alamardin Bey Topchabashev. To that, Tagiev added Hayat, Life, newspaper, co-edited by Ahmad Bey Agayev and Ali Bey Huzingzade, in 1905 and Fuzizat, Bliss magazine, edited by Ali Bey Huseynzade, in 1906. Another outstanding development in Azerbaijani history linked with the name of Tagiev was the founding of the National Theater. The first theater in Baku was founded in 1873. Hagi, who highly valued the importance of theater to assist in the enlightenment of the nation and the continuing development of its native language and cultural level, built the first theater building in Azerbaijan in 1883 at his own expense. Sending an additional 80,000 rubles, he rebuilt the building in 1890. The theater building, located in the city center of Baku, was large, well-equipped for those days, and had a beautiful design. Interestingly, the theater had a separate, spacious box for women. The opening of the theater became an important event in the history of the national culture. Azerbaijani theatrical troupes finally had their long-awaited stage. Tagiev was, in a literal sense, in love with art. He often went to the theater alone or with his family. He was a fan of both national and European plays. Hagi's rich collection of paintings is now prominently displayed at the Rustem Mustafayev Art Museum in Baku. Tagiev welcomed the proclamation of the independent Azerbaijan Republic in 1918. He received high-level government guests in his estate. Only at the time of the independent republic did Tagiev witness the realization of one of his greatest wishes, the opening of a higher education institution in Baku. The Baku University was established by the statute of the Azerbaijani Parliament of September 1, 1919. Hagi was invited to the opening ceremony. Like other Azerbaijani entrepreneurs, he made a generous contribution to the university. The great philanthropist offered using profits from the trading center he owned the so-called Tagiev's Arcade for the benefit of the university. In 1919, the Democratic Republic of Azerbaijan sent 100 youth to receive university education abroad, with Tagiev providing financial aid to the students. When the Soviet regime was established in Azerbaijan in 1920, all of Tagiev's industrial and trading enterprises, financial stocks and assets, public and residential building were taken from him and nationalized. Another outstanding development in Azerbaijani history linked with the name of Tagiev was the founding of the National Theater. The first theater in Baku was founded in 1873. Hagi, who highly valued the importance of theater to assist in the enlightenment of the nation and the continuing development of its native language and cultural level, built the first theater building in Azerbaijan in 1883 at his own expense. Sending an additional 80,000 rubles, he rebuilt the building in 1890. The theater building, located in the city center of Baku, was large, well-equipped for those days, and had a beautiful design. Interestingly, the theater had a separate, spacious box for women. The opening of the theater became an important event in the history of the national culture. Azerbaijani theatrical troupes finally had their long-awaited stage. Tagiev was, in a literal sense, in love with art. He often went to the theater alone or with his family. He was a fan of both national and European plays. Hagi's rich collection of paintings is now prominently displayed at the Rustem Mustafayev Art Museum in Baku. Tagiev welcomed the proclamation of the independent Azerbaijan Republic in 1918. He received high-level government guests in his estate. Only at the time of the independent republic did Tagiev witness the realization of one of his greatest wishes, the opening of a higher education institution in Baku. The Baku University was established by the statute of the Azerbaijani Parliament of September 1, 1919. Hagi was invited to the opening ceremony. Like other Azerbaijani entrepreneurs, he made a generous contribution to the university. The great philanthropist offered using profits from the trading center he owned the so-called Tagiev's Arcade for the benefit of the university. In 1919, the Democratic Republic of Azerbaijan sent 100 youth to receive university education abroad, with Tagiev providing financial aid to the students. When the Soviet regime was established in Azerbaijan in 1920, all of Tagiev's industrial and trading enterprises, financial stocks and assets, public and residential building were taken from him and nationalized.